the repeater is at 0 1 million.
Good evening. 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I figured I would call out on this one. I hadn't been on this one yet. So, how's your morning going?
Not too bad, just making the drive in. Just really just got underway, a little behind schedule.
Likewise. Are the rest of the crew on the other, on the FBI?
Sorry about that. Lance was over on UHF. I was just telling him I was over here. But, I don't know what's going on there. That's the second day in a row on the way in. I think it's like IDing over and over with a zero at the end. What the hell is that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I've picked it up pretty well from my house. There's some static in there. A little bit of, hopefully that note you have listening is working well down by me.
I can hear the static you were talking about, Sean. I think this is actually legit static, though. What's puzzling me this morning is those IDs. Like, one ID just came up right over the top of Anthony. It IDs, and then it's, you know, it's WA8MAC, and then there's a slight space, and then zero. And then that space has been a little different a couple of times. So it was, like, right after the ID, and then sometimes it was several seconds after the ID. I mean, I have no idea what the hell that's all about. I'm going to have to go through the programming.
And just for my knowledge, this repeater is a standalone. It's not on a network. And then you have the two nodes, and that's the whole network, correct?
And sorry, good morning, Dakota, yeah. No, this one's actually on the, so the UHF site's connected up to the MI1 UHF network, and this is connected up to MI2 VHF network. So this is connected up to a series of repeaters that Central Michigan has had this, you know, outfit connected for quite some time.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Anthony. Static I hear is like electrical static, like a buzzing.
Yeah, that would explain the static that I'm hearing also. And cool, that's good to know that that this is linked in. And it's pretty cool that they're all linked like that. So, yeah, the static is odd, though. It's very consistent.
Yeah, you can hear Anthony kind of like, it's there and it's not, kind of like, I think that's because he's slipping back and forth between the Warren receiver and the Mount Clemens, that static's in the Mount Clemens receiver.
Got it, okay. Yeah, I don't know, I'm curious what you find, because yesterday was weird and I just did it again.
Yeah, right now I'm probably just far enough south that it's thinking twice about getting into Mount Clemens, and just far enough east that it can't make its mind up if it wants me to get into Warren. So we'll see as I get closer. I'm just getting on the expressway. So we'll see. It should change it, I would imagine.
So, Anthony, you're gonna run 696 over my neck of the woods, right? You get off there, Quinter, Jenner, or somewhere.
Yep, that's my route.
Yeah, you should be heavily in the Warren, which is, Warren and Richmond are very clear. Whatever this problem is, it's the problem. And I'm not so sure, you know, that static we've been hearing on the GMRS repeater, I don't know that they're not related, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I haven't monitored GMRS in a while, so I haven't been hearing any static.
Yeah, same here. I got on there the other day for some tomfoolery and shook my head and turned it off. But anyhow, there's a consistent static in that receiver for that machine as well. Now, you know, of course, you know, VHF versus UHF, so that'd be pretty broad if it was the same source. But we've had problems up there with the brushes and the motors. You get some old motors from that building from way back in the turn of the century, you know, previous millennium century, way back at the beginning of the previous century, and they have been known to throw some broadband spark gaps.
Must have lost Dakota.
Years learning, because sometimes there's an echo too. I'm assuming that's when it's between receive sites. You shouldn't really hear that, but I have noticed that every once in a while I'll hear a little bit of something there. So I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with the RTC on the boat to know what normal is. That was real bad, and I had a setting wrong. And I've got that figured out, and I haven't heard that too much. It's just every once in a while I hear just a tiny bit. So I haven't quite given a whole lot of thought, first of all, or of course then, you know, figured it out.
Yeah, I heard myself echo a few minutes ago, but I just got on 696 traveling west, so you should maybe start hearing me come in a little clearer. We'll see as we go along.
You're bouncing almost identical to between Warren and Mount Clemens, but more so Warren. Yeah, it's going to be golden from here on out. But, hey, when you say echo, Dakota, do you mean like when you unkey, you hear a little bit of yourself, like a syllable or so, come back? Or do you mean like while somebody's talking, it's echoing?
Like while you're talking, it sounds like you're in a long hallway.
Sean, when I was talking about the equipment, you hear a silver two at the end of your transmission.
Oh, sorry, Anthony, it's double. I just said that. I didn't notice that on either Dakota or you. And so it must be just on me.
Okay, yeah. And it just, when I unkeyed the last time, I caught, like, the last two syllables of what I was saying repeated back to me. So I don't know if that's, I don't know what that is, but I'm sure if it's a problem, you'll figure it out.
No, I just want to make sure we're on the same page about what we're talking about. That's a normal thing. And, you know, the fix for that? Go 1/1000 before you release the microphone after you're done talking. But so that's normal. That's just inherent in the way it works. But the echo that Dakota's describing sounds more like right now I am echoing. And that puzzles me. I don't know why that would be.
I just texted you an audio clip. Hopefully you can hear it.
All right. Well, I'm driving. I'm down in the pit. This one. Didn't pick Warren or Mount Clemens or whatever. But I'll give it a listen when I get back. I don't think it's hurting anything, is it? It's not making it difficult to understand or anything, is it, Dakota?
No, not at all. And just to be clear, I'm not nitpicking or criticizing anything. I'm just trying to show you the differences between this network or this system compared to the FBI, the audio differences.
Okay, well, I'm probably going to be adding these RTCMs over on the FBI side of the house. I really like the way these work, the voting. So with any wards they have, they work really well.
It'd be great, any opportunity to extend the reach of that, of either one of these networks, but just extending it further and further can only result in good things.
I used to believe that right up until I added Echolink. And then I said, there is a bridge too far.
Yeah, don't, because people... Right. Can get in at any time of the day.
Go ahead, Dakota. My bad, Anthony, I stopped on you. I just said I don't like phone radio. The audio was always way, way whack. Well, not only is Echolink a bad, you know, technology, it's just an old codec. And, oh, I heard a rumor that they might have upgraded it. I don't know, but... not only is it that, but, you know, sometimes ease of use, that produces an unintended condition. The ease of use allows for some of the zaniest and craziest people to get a lot of access. I've caught some of the most ridiculous people coming in over Echolink.
Dakota, I wonder if that clown from a few weeks ago was coming in through something like that, or if they were over RF.
I would say probably Echolink, because if you live in your mom's basement, there's a good chance you can't afford a radio.
Oh, man, what'd I miss? What'd I miss?
We were, I don't know, maybe Dakota, myself, maybe Donald were chatting in the evening. My wife had got a flat tire, and I was out fixing it, and we were chatting, and there was some fine, upstanding citizen that was taking things that we said, putting them into a computer program, and spitting out awful thing back at us. It was rather inappropriate. And Dakota challenged them a little bit, and I think we just stopped talking, and they went away.
Wonderful. New toy for the playbase. That's the problem, you know, all this AI and things like that is making it also easy for people with very simple minds to do things that would have taken some talent in years past, but now you can get real simpletons doing some silly things.
Yeah, unfortunately, AI makes dumb people more dumb.
I think I read somewhere the other day that, like, they think at least a third of all code written is now being written by, like, I don't know, ChatGPT or some AI or something like that. Like a third of all code being written currently.
I mean, it would make sense, right? Like, even if you do have the skills to write it, you would have AI write the core of it, and then you would go in and you would edit it and clean it up and make it right, and you just saved yourself hours of work.
Dave and I were texting about this last night. I use AI daily to automate mundane, you know, tasks that I don't have time to do or don't want to do. It's no replacement for talent or people that know what they're doing, but for, you know, filtering data or putting a simple macro together, there's no reason not to use it.
You know, I don't disagree with that, But I worry sometimes that as this progresses, you know, will we get to a point where people, you know, at first it's just I don't have time, the talented people don't have time, but with time, now non-talented people are starting to venture into this. And, you know, is there, yes, it never is going to replace talent, but are we going to see a wave of AI coders, you know? I don't, you know, is that something that's going to, what the hell is this all about? We got another road rage situation going on here? Good grief, can't get to work. Well, it wasn't me, but looks like somebody over, laying over from me was raging. We've got somebody in front of them. Anyhow, you just wonder if maybe there's going to be a core of AI coders, you know, start to manifest in a few years.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about using AI to do everyday tasks is we look at it from a looking at it in a round hole or a square box, and we think, oh, man, they're using it and they're not doing, you know, the work. Well, there's going to be a new skill set that's going to come around, and it's going to be people that are experts at prompting AI and getting good quality stuff out of ChatGPT or whatever the flavor of choice is at the time. So it's really just a new skill set, and, you know, you're going to have to still review what you get out of there to make sure that it's going to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish.
Yep, you took the words right out of my mouth. I get crap all the time because there's always users that know more, right? And they're always, we just Google stuff. I'm like, okay, well, A, you have to know what to Google. B, you need to know how to interpret the results. And C, you need to know how to implement the results. Same thing with ChatGPT. All it is a really robust query that kind of interprets the data for you and helps you find what you're looking for. I could Google a formula in Excel and read through 15 pages of Stack Overflow or whatever site I go to, or I can just punch it into, I use Copilot or ChatGPT, and it spits the code out, and then it tells me how to use it. So it just saves me time in the sense of reading through it. You could be a general user and be like, what the hell does this mean? So you still have to have the fundamentals and the understanding of what you're trying to find.
Well, I will defer to you guys because I don't do any of it. So I should, I often think, you know, could I get in there and dabble? And, you know, but I don't. It's not really my thing. And that's just it. I don't know enough about it to interpret what I would get, you know, as being good or quality. I mean, I there's things I think I could do and I could use it for, but I'm not brave enough to venture into that world yet. But eventually, I suppose, you know, we'll see. But I'll leave it to you guys that actually know what you're looking at to interpret its value. I'm throwing out these broader questions for people that don't know. Like, is it going to be a problem at some point? These are questions that people that don't know ask.
Sean, I think it will definitely be a problem at some point, and it's all in how you decide you're going to use it and how you follow up on the information that you get out of it. But don't count yourself out of figuring out if you can use it or not. I went through just as an exercise the other day to plan a trip. I'm trying to plan a ski trip with some buddies for next year. With things like, I want to plan a trip in America's West in the month of March. I want it to be a direct flight from Detroit for four adult males in their 40s, and want it to be within 1 to 2 hours of a major airport. And it came up with like five options, and then I would just ask it another question, and it would keep taking the more and more prompts that I use and keep refining the data. It was super impressive. So there's other like weird things. things you can do with it so that you don't have to go through and read 1,000 websites.
KCHEL2.
Was that KCHEL2?
Hey, Berm. Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys talking? Just getting ready for another long day at work up here in beautiful Bay City.
Is that you, Paul?
Yes, sir, it is. I came out of the woodwork.
Ah, good man. We were just talking about your ears probably ringing. Anyhow, it's Sean up here, down here, W8FU.
Yeah, recognize the voice. That's kind of keeping my ear peeled on the 800. We got a grain elevator that went up, that's up in smoke in Conning. They got the Region 3 response team on it. But how's this radio sounding? I picked up one of them DM32UV portables.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Anyhow, we got Dakota and Anthony in here. We're doing our morning commute, and we just decided to do it over on the VH side of the house today. So we got a new VHF repeater down here connected up to you guys. So we've been playing with it. It's been working pretty good. But, yeah, that's the radio sounding decent there. Anthony, go ahead.
I don't know how I'm coming in now. I'm at Stevenson and 12, and it was really at 11, and the service drive was on the edge. I wasn't really hearing you guys too well, so I don't know if that's the edge of where I can put them in or what.
You sound about the same.
Okay, I'm heading back north now, and you guys are sounding a lot better. I don't know if there's just something interfering where I was.
Quick before I go, do you have any recommendations on an iambic paddle? We were going there for a little bit. Are you asking me if I have a recommendation on an iambic paddle? I do, but is that what you were asking? Yes, I caught myself 12 letters last night. I'm going to try to burn through the rest this week and start messing around on some CW.
Do you want a delicate touch, like just a little delicate touch, or do you want a little bit more substance?
There's basically two choices. There's the bencher, and then there's the Vibraplex. I'm a Vibraplex fan. They're big. They're mechanical. They're old. You know, they're just chunky. They grab the desk really well, and you can slap them around a little bit. You can also set them up very delicate. You know, so it's just very, very slight. You know, they're pretty adjustable. Then you have the bencher. A lot of guys like those. They're a little smaller. They're a little lighter. They're light on the finger. And they're for, like, real soft. I don't know that I smack those around quite as much. I think they'll handle it, but if you're going to be kind of smacking the key around, I'd go Vibraplex. And if you're, and this you know, also makes, well, you said iambic, so, you know, you're going to get a dual paddle. You know, they got the single, the Vibra key or the single paddle for reasons. But I'm going to suggest the Vibraplex. And Deluxe is my favorite, but some guys, you know, your mileage may vary. They've got the crinkly base, and then they've got the silver one, or the chrome one, then the gold one. I like the chrome one, and the gold one, and that, which is presentation. So that would be my recommendation. But a lot of guys do like the benchers. Now, if you want to get crazy, now you can get into Bengalis and all this other stuff, but that's a thing for later.
That's what I was looking for. That's what I came across. I don't want a delicate. I use a mechanical keyboard and beat the hell out of the thing, so I want something I can smack. And I know I want iambic because the longs and the shorts, I think, would be a lot easier for my brain with two fingers versus the one. That way I don't have to worry about the timing. I don't know. When I'm messing around with the app on my phone, I'm like, I hate using one finger to do this. But, all right, I'm going to jump out. I appreciate the advice, and maybe I'll catch you guys later. Everyone have a good day. NACBS.
All right, catch later, Dakota. Paul?
Yeah, I need to start playing with CW, but I got other stuff frying. Yeah, I got to finish loading up the van to haul all the stuff out to my favorite place in Midland, Dow. So I'm going to slide out of here and finish loading that up. I just wanted to see how this radio sounded. It's only the third time I've used it, so. You guys have a good day, and try to stay cool. 73 is KCHELGU.
Yeah, well, like I said,
and we gotta
connect at some point. I know I was talking to Jeff, and we got stuff going on, so we'll talk. Have fun, drive safe. W8FU, Anthony.
Have a good day, gentlemen. Hey, Sean, I am also pulling up at the office. So I will probably also sign off. I'll be clear on your final K8RUH, and we'll talk to you this afternoon, maybe.
All right, good timing, because I am pulling up as well late, but hey, whatever. And and by the way, you're gonna maybe hear it. A little weird over that way, but rest assured, you'll be hitting that Warren receiver, so you are never from a getting into the machine. You are never even remotely questionable. You've been rock solid the whole time, even though you weren't hearing the machine all that well. So, all right, catch you later. Catch everyone later. I have arrived. W8FU.
Good morning, 0800 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees, updated weather, wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Wind advisory.
Any VDZ testing?
Wind advisory.
Is there a BTL station too? Here was one.
Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 83 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm warning. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 85 degrees. Severe thunderstorm warning.
NR1CH mobile.
November 8 X-ray Zulu testing.
Wind advisory.
W8FU.
W4XED, this is W3LNF. I would have preferred the numbers of the call sign. John, are you there?
Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees.
W3LNS out.
Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees.
Good evening. How are you this fine, beautiful day?
Doing pretty good. Outside of what I've been having, but keeps on moving around a little bit better.
Yeah, me too. I'm happy about that as well. Makes it easier to takeoff, it makes it easier to, you know, to fill in and stuff like that. So that's why, that's part of the reason why I took you out to it, because she's a good partner to work with. I've worked with her on Next before, so I'm pretty comfortable working with her.
I agree there. That makes a big difference right there. When you enjoy working with somebody, and you know what they're going to do, and you know, you kind of in sync with each other, and like you say, it's good rapport. That makes a big difference. Opposite of you have your other post, I think that you put. I totally agree with you on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, did you guys get storms? Did you guys get any wind earlier, or just get the rain?
Yeah, we had mostly rain. I don't think it got really bad. Usually I can judge by the blinds of the deck. If they weren't blowing like crazy, we got maybe a trace. I think most of it, from what I could tell, was up in Shelby, a little bit north of us, from what I heard. How about you? Did you guys get anything?
Okay, why are you? Yeah, we got a little bit of wind and some hail. I have to go up on the roof. I think my antenna took some damage. So I'm going to have to assess things and see what's broke and what's not.
Ooh, that's not a good thing. Wow, sorry to hear about that dilemma. Man, like I say, you guys must have got it pretty good out there. I think Rich, I think he said they got about 60, 65 mile-an-hour winds out in Shelby. It wasn't as bad down this way.
Yeah, we, from what I was told, that we got it pretty decent. So I was napping during the whole thing, so I was just going off of what I was told. But yeah, some of the neighbors' sightings came off, and so on. Some pretty decent winds. Yeah, we'll see. I'll have to get up there. Hopefully it's not too bad. Hopefully it's just the arm that holds the coax.
NAWCB. Yeah, that's it. I hope that's all it is for you. Nothing serious. Hopefully if there was or anything, I don't know if it's part of your configuration you had earlier, you know, previously, you might be able to fix it back that way. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, if it's damaged, I'll figure something out. Go up there and just kind of assess things and see. And if it's non-fixable, then I'll just order another antenna and just have it on, or throw up another antenna. Go from there.
Yeah, I guess that's all you can do in that regard. Like you say, at least you've had previous installations, and but yeah, like I say, years ago, I think a couple of times, I probably raised your grandparents' insurance up, but I think I told you previously, my TV antenna got damaged with Super Magnum antenna, but then, too, we had a lightning strike that blew out my TV and my police scanner, and I had to have both fixed. Thankfully, insurance covered that, but, you know, again, I don't know what your situation is or whether it'd be worth doing something like that.
Yeah, might be able to use insurance. I don't know. We used to have renter's insurance as well, but I think we might have cut that just because of cost. But I'll have to look into it and see. I'm hoping it's not damaged too bad. but I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all you can do at this point. Like I say, you know, you're working tonight, you gotta get a little rest tomorrow, and I'm sure, you know, you'll be up and about. I think tomorrow's supposed to be a better day, a little bit cooler, but at least the weather's supposed to be good, so that's favorable for you in that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. So hopefully it won't be too bad. We'll figure it out. We'll see. I'm not too concerned about it. If anything, too, I've got Mike's radio up and running, so I can always borrow his antenna until get that one fixed or another one up. So not too concerned.
Okay, and I've got that extra antenna too that you gave me. So if you need that back, by all means. But I'm sure. Like I say, you'll get it. You'll get it figured out. Back in shape. Like I say, your signals have been great. Whether it's been on this repeater or whether you've gotten into the radar repeater, as like I say, your signals are loud and clear. Good modulation there, President.
Yeah, it's been really good. I've been very pleased with the performance on the radio and the antenna. So we'll see. I know I've had to run full power since we put up the receive sites have been put up here in the county. So I've been running mid power. Been itching to try the YAESU on a 5-watt to see if I can. Hit the repeater, see how well my signal is. I'll have to do that one day.
I would, to be honest. That's what I'm running on right now is 5 watts on this end. That may be why I'm occasionally a little bit staticky too. But yeah, I usually run anything here in the county. I usually run a lower wattage. You know, just like I say, just running up in the rafters, but it works out pretty good, and I would say probably with the new receive site in Richmond, it sounds good. You can kind of tell a switch when you get up to a certain point up on these graphics. It's really clear the way, you know, big difference. You guys did a great job there on the installation, getting that all put together. But I'd try it with 5 watts.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Yeah, I think Sean and them did an awesome job. They're very knowledgeable and did a lot of hard work on a good project, and turned out very well. Down the road, there's some things we're going to do with the repeater. I don't know if you've heard, like if there's a storm watch or there's a, like advisory or something like that, it'll announce the advisories and stuff like that. And then like if we do our ARPSC nets and whatnot, it'll announce the ARPSC net. So a lot of cool things that are going on with this repeater. It's a lot of good stuff.
NAWCB, yes. In fact, I've heard those wind advisories today. Definitely, and again, it's helpful. It's helpful to know that. It's helpful to know, you know, hey, there's a net, ARPSC net going on. So I think those are favorable changes. There's a good upgrade, I think, for this repeater. You definitely are hearing a lot more activity. On it, but just a lot more use those, even if they're short. People are getting on the repeater and using it. It's good to see.
Katie, blame you. Yeah, for sure. For sure, it is a good thing. And Sean said, if you bring the technology, they'll come out and play, and And that's what you want. You know, you want interaction on a repeater. A quiet repeater is an unnoticed repeater, and the FCC takes note of that. And these channels are very, very, very expensive, and people buy them up quick. So definitely don't want a quiet repeater. I like a little bit of chatter on it.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. Like I say, glad to hear, and good to hear it too. That there. In fact, I checked in on the double nickel net last night. It's a pretty good repeater also. I used the Cabal bank and checked in on that one. There wasn't a lot of check-ins, but I know there used to be a lot more. But still. Good to hear that repeater up and going. I've had a little bit more chance the last couple of days to get on and use the frequencies a little bit. So, it's good to hear it, it's good to get on, get your hands into it, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I did hear you check in last night, and then I heard you a couple. Was it? I think it was yesterday or the day before. Call out on a channel, but good stuff. I was proud. I was like, hey, he's getting on the radio, getting on some of the local nets here. That's good stuff. That's good to hear.
Yes, indeed. Enjoying it. I tried to reach out to Steve again. Up in West Branch, but again, it's not a good time. And I hear Bill's back in Prestille, so tried a couple of the repeaters up there and on Echolink, and I also tried the TMR side, but again, he's probably away from the radio and that. I'm sure joined the outdoors up there, but it's like I say, it's good to get on a little bit. That's the one thing that I'm trying to do a little bit more, if I work outside, and if I can get on, and see if I can, reach out there and see what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds like a good stuff. Yeah, your signal sounded really good coming into the net last night, and when you called out, it sounded good. I picked you up loud and clear.
Copy that. Yes, I believe there was a station that was calling in. I believe the call sign ended in an X. Go ahead, sir.
This is KE8CZX Mobile. Name's Chris. I think I've talked with you both before. I finally, it's been a while, but I actually am in my car. The kid doesn't have my car, and so I haven't been on the radio in quite a bit, so I just thought I'd give a shout out and say hi while I'm heading to the nighttime gig.
Okay, that sounds great. I think we talked to you two before. My handle is Dave, and back, the other gentleman is Dave. That's my son. I'm K8YNU, and I'm in WCB. And good. I think K8YNU is headed to his nighttime gig as well. Back over to you, YNU from NAWCB.
Yeah. Good to hear you. I didn't catch the call sign. I'm sorry. I was turning, and then somebody decided to be a goof and cut right in front, so I had to slam in the brakes real quick. But anyways, what was the call again? I'm sorry.
Yes, Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray, K8CZX, and driving. here, and it went by one of those little cut-throughs that the police use sign, and one of the signs had two just kind of sticks sticking up, kind of going in a V, and then some kind of curly antenna-looking stuff at the end. I'm not sure what that's all about. Kind of a radio or something, or I don't know.
Oh, very interesting. I don't know. Without seeing it, I wouldn't know. Back over to you, NAWCB.
NAWCB in the group. I'm kind of interested. Got my curiosity up on that one also. No telling, but. Well, good. I'm glad that you were able to, reach out, and glad to talk to you again. Turn it back over to you, TV8.
Yeah. So, did not get these big heavy storms today, like they were predicting, and I didn't even know until my son had been obsessing over concerns of huge storms since last week that were supposed to come today, and I have a student as well that was really worried about bad weather today, but as I was looking at it, it looked like everything was tracking quite a bit south of us, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I believe it. I know they've been tracking those storms, and like I say, heard about it earlier, last week, and I know there was a lot of activity in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa, a lot of tornadoes there and severe weather, but nothing like that here. I mean, this kind of popped up here a little bit ago, and David and I were saying, here, I live in Sterling Heights, and we got a little wind, maybe 40, 45 mile hour wind, probably about a tenth of an inch of rain, but they got it a little bit more up in Shelby, and I know my son Dave was saying that his antenna got a little bit of damage on his house there. NAWCB, back to you, K8YNB.
Yeah, I've been following the storms, and I watched them last night. Come across Wisconsin and up in the Upper Peninsula there, and a lot of damage reports I've seen. If you ever get the extra cash, and you're interested in weather, look up a radar called GR Level 3, and it's just GR George Robert, and then Level 3. And it's a really awesome radar. You have to pay for it, though. It's about $85 to get into it, to download it. And it's worth every penny. It's a good radar without a lot of the nonsense. So, definitely, you've got a little bit of rain today, and I guess a lot of pretty good amount of, my brain's not working here. My brain's not braining. A little bit of hail and a lot of wind. So, just fortunate. Maybe, hopefully, the antenna damage isn't that bad. So, hopefully, we'll get up there and check things out. But, good stuff.
Yeah, it sure is nice out right now. I wish I wasn't having to go work indoors for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, I definitely know that feeling from yesteryear working an afternoon or a night shift in my past, and I know my son David, he normally works days, but he traded or took, they kind of
kind of working out a deal, I guess, to cover an opening on bids tonight for them. Back over to you, David.
Yeah. Sometimes I regret it, but part of today I regretted it, but then earlier this morning I didn't regret it because I didn't have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so that I guess that was the only trade-off, but well, that's okay. But at least we'll get through it, and hopefully it'll be a good shift.
Yeah, my regular is a daytime during the school year gig, and then I've got the second one that's in the evening. But we're coming up on the end of the school year, so I'll have lots of time available to enjoy the outdoors during the day. I'm going to jump out here. I'm just about to my nighttime gig, so I'll just listen for the rest until I get there. But 73, it was great chatting with you, gentlemen, and we will hopefully catch you on down the road if I get to have my own car again sometime soon. So I'll talk to you later.
ZX, signed, NHWCD with KYU. Yeah, thanks for jumping on. Like I say, jump in there anytime. Usually queues are around 6 o'clock-ish, but monitor this repeater a lot. I think we've talked before, but absolutely, have a good evening at work tonight. Talk to you again soon, but one of those things, I guess, there's a flip side, I guess. You get up in the morning and you don't have to worry about the alarm clock or rushing off to work or anything like that, and then as that day goes on, it's like, man, I gotta go to work, it's nice today.
Yeah, that's the only good part. I woke up at 4 and I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have to be up for work. This is nice. I'm going back to sleep.
I bet that was a good feeling. I bet it was. You know, I got that little extra time there. You get off Friday morning, and you've got the long weekend ahead of you. So. That's a plus for you there.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably going to take that time to get back on a regular schedule.
Yeah, that's the negative. You know, you end up having to take at least a half a day. At least got to catch a nap in there. And, you know, like you say, get yourself back on the schedule again. That's the bad thing about working mids like the way you guys do, or even, you know, Shelby days, and I never did on the 12th over there, but, you know, you work a couple of days, and you work a night, and you got to get back turned around, whereas when I worked on mids in Clinton or the other place, you know, you work, you know, maybe 3, 4, 5 in a row, but at least you have a pattern set where you can get a sleep in and, you know, have to get turned back around, yeah, but it's not the back and forth.
Yeah, no, it seems like it takes forever to get put back around and back on a normal schedule, and even then it's just like I feel like I'm feeling it afterwards, but that's okay, it'll be all right. A little bit of reprieve away from day shift is nice. Don't have the management on. You don't have the nonsense calls. Usually they're pretty legit calls at night. So that is the nice thing, though.
That is kind of a plus. You know, you like to say it kind of gets you away from the routine. Something different. Like you say, you get away from the brass, and you know, you don't have all the day shifts and nonsense, and you know, things kind of, at least hopefully, kind of settle down lights kind of dropped, and, you know, maybe you got, like, you were working mids or something, you had eight calls or, you know, a dozen calls at night, you were lucky, type of stuff in the day.
KYDU. Yeah, it is kind of nice. It's nice about 1 o'clock, starts to taper off, gets a little bit busy around 2, 3, and then it tapers off, and usually the rest of the shift isn't too bad.
Well, let's hope that's how it works out tonight and into Wednesday and into Friday for you. Definitely, that's the goal. That's what we're going to look at for you.
I hope so, because it's going to be a long night if not. I know there's been a few nights that's been pretty bad, but that's okay. I'm not doing primary, so I'm just going to sit back and do what I'm supposed to do.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that one. But anyway, how's everybody at home doing? Everybody doing okay?
Everybody's doing good. The kids are better, and Leo and I still have a cough, but we're doing good. We got to take some allergy meds in the morning because with all the pollen and everything else, it's dumb. But outside of that, it's not been too bad. We've been busy. Leo's doing her infusion. She started yesterday, and then she'll go back tomorrow and Friday. So, everything seems to be going well. Definitely. How's things with you guys?
NAWCD. We're doing good. Bomb is also has come down with what I've had, so she's kind of muddling along there, but we're just kind of going through it together, and she just got off the phone with Melissa, and her sinuses are bothering her too, so I guess we're batting 1,000, but no, other than that, things are going well here. We're just staying in. That's just the big.
Yeah, well, if you guys need anything, you know, don't hesitate to reach out and let us know. We've been getting, I forget what brand of allergy meds we'll get, but those seem to be working pretty decent. So, just trying to stay low, and hopefully Mom can rest and recover pretty quickly.
Yes, I agree. Appreciate the offer there. We're not doing a whole lot at this point. You know, I started out with taking allergy pills and sinus pills. I think that Zyrtec. I started out with that, and then it went down a little bit more into my chest. So we got the heavy artillery there with the NyQuil, and wow, that started bringing it up. And definitely different. Starting to do a little bit better. Still a little bit nasally, but all good.
Yeah. Once you get in the chest, it's not fun. Not at all. And that's right. We tried the mucinex stuff and had a bad reaction to it, so I just stopped taking it and went back to taking allergy medicine, and that seemed to work out pretty well.
Yeah, I believe it. Wow, that's something. You know, I used that music one time. We found it on sale at the Dollar Tree, of all things. Man alive, that is the best stuff. I haven't been able to find it there anymore, but I go with NICOR, what it used for a number of years. We have a live. It really started bringing it up, and it really made a difference. But I guess you gotta use what works for you there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. NyQuil for me, I'll take it. I usually don't have an issue with it, but Mucinex, I don't know, I took it and just didn't really feel the greatest. It felt like in a fog and just kind of like threw me for a loop, and it was like, I don't know what's going on with this, so I just kind of stopped taking it. I don't mind the battery acid. That stuff works pretty good.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because I'd always take that Mucinex stuff at night before I go to bed. If I have any chance of driving or of doing anything, no way, I'm not taking anything. I just have a weak system there. I mean, the difference between Mom and I, Mom can take all that stuff, and it doesn't make her sleepy or drowsy. Me, I take a little bit, and I'm ready to lay down. I'm ready to go to sleep or something. It really gets me hard. So, I guess again, how it reacts on you there, it's a big thing.
Yeah. I can't even do Benadryl. If I do Benadryl, it's like I might as well plan to go to sleep, because if I don't plan, my body will be like, nope, you're going to bed anyways. You have no choice.
I second that on the Benadryl, definitely. NyQuil, Benadryl, definitely. I know what you're saying there. Don't want to get behind the wheel of a car. If I'm taking any type of medicine, it's going to make me drowsy. I'd rather feel miserable and at least have my wits about me there than get kind of drowsy driving. It's not a good combination.
No, not at all. So, well, Dan, I'm going to hop off here and start gathering things here together and head in for shift change, but hopefully you guys have a good night tonight, and we'll chat with you here hopefully Thursday on the way to work, if that's all right, and maybe hear you on the net tomorrow night. But you guys enjoy your evening and enjoy the beautiful weather. Definitely gorgeous outside. Hopefully tomorrow will be like this. Maybe we'll barbecue or something. But you guys enjoy your evening. It was good chatting with you.
Yes, indeed. Definitely good chatting with you there. Good conversation. And definitely take a jacket in there with you tonight. I understand it's supposed to be 38. I think you got some type of frost advisory tonight. Big change. It's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow, but well, I hope things go well tonight at work, and definitely have a good evening praying for you, and if you need anything, let us know, and wish you and the family 73 is an 88, and we'll definitely talk again soon. I hope you can get your antenna situation taken care of at home. Anyway, have a great evening. It's November 8th with Charlie Bravo, and you'll be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, yeah, it sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi, and again, if you guys need anything, let us know. That's 73 and 88 to Mom, KEYNU, clear.
Updated weather. Wind advisory.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wind advisory. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 83 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 78 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 72 degrees.
Can't see any well.
Romeo, radio check.
Hotel Delta India, your radio's working.
Sir, I just got a new antenna. How is it sounding?
It is sounding great over here. You're making through just fine, clear.
All right, I appreciate that. 7-3.
3.
Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees.
WAW.
What up, buddy? Turn that down. Just sitting here putzing around. Trying to get a screen to broadcast the size from the node here.
Just a minute, I gotta go turn off the handy talk. I'm getting yelled at.
Throw it at him.
Handy talkie in the living room and she was watching TV and it caught on to this repeater and I got yelled at.
Well, you should know better.
I know. I guess we know who wears the pants in the family. The lady watching the television. So, I fixed it. Well, how's everything going? How's everything going on this project? Good, slow, and different? I saw some stuff on the Discord that I didn't understand, so I figured I'd just leave it alone. I didn't care. So, it sounds like we're having a few struggles.
I am monkeying around here trying to use the handheld to transmit. And listen on the white phone. So the repeater came blasting through and it kind of took you out that last time.
Oh, very good. Okay, what are you hitting, the warning antenna?
Oh yeah, it's the only one that can even see me. Not even so much as a tickle on Mount Clemens, let alone Richmond.
I wouldn't expect Richmond. Where am I right now when you're looking at it? Because I am not my base, or my so-called base. I guess it's a base. I got the fancy little antenna box. I get 12-volt power supply hooked to it, and I get an outside antenna, and I got a hockey puck mic, or a hockey stick mic, so I guess I could call it a base.
I've been fairly consistent into Richmond. I haven't noticed you. You're neck and neck with Mount Clemens, but it is staying locked on Richmond.
Okay, I dropped the power. Did that make any difference? Just from messing around.
Well, that was both back and forth. Started off on Mount Clemens and shift to Richmond and then back to Mount Clemens. So a little bounce. Sounds fine, though. Couldn't tell the difference.
Saturday morning, well, it kind of started, somewhere near as bad as it was, but It's still giving me a hassle going away. So I'm sure it will. You know, I don't feel like it's anything more than just a freaking cold. So, and I'm kind of fortunate when it comes to those. I usually don't get them very often, but when I do,
Okay, so how am I sounding now? I just switched over to the Cisco.
You got rid of all the snow before there was some snow there, you know, but it's all gone. Now it's absolutely perfect.
As I would expect. So, yep. Yeah, I just been putzing with this a little bit here tonight, and instead of cat videos, I'm trying to figure out how to get the streaming to Broadcastify going. I've been doing it for years on the other machine, but this is a newer version of the software that streams, so it has a little different config file, and I think I'm just missing something. I don't know, because I'm login fail. So I gotta kick it open from the Broadcastify people. Try to figure it out. Have you been to the FBI Broadcastify page at all?
No, but I'm sure I could find it. The one that you posted, I forget where it was. Maybe it was some TMRS traffic. I listened to like half of that, and I didn't hear anything remarkable. Was it there? Was it more towards the end?
Well, that was just a file, you know, of the entire day's traffic with all the dead space compressed. So I forget, it was about almost 3 hours of actual, you know, airtime. And it was at about the 1 hour, 40-minute mark. So you have to go to about the 1:38, I think is where it starts, 1 hour, 38-minute mark in that particular file. And that's where what I had posted that for started. But no, what I'm talking about is different. In fact, if you go to the FBI dashboard, which I know you know how to get to that, you'll see a link to Listen Live, and that's what I'm talking about. That's the streaming audio feed that records and archives the traffic off the repeater, and you can even use it. It's delayed by a minute or two, but you can actually listen to the feed real time. Anyhow, that's what I'm trying to get set up for this one.
Oh, that'd be kind of nice. Yeah, I picked up a brick what I was doing tonight. I picked up a UHF brick, but I messed up a little bit, and I read the model number wrong, and it's an R2 brick. So I was able to convert it to take an 05 head, or whatever the one is, but, you know, not the the MX, but the 05 head, the one between the 05 and the MX. I was able to get it to take that, and that was no problem. And then I couldn't get it to take any hammy frequencies. Taking MRS just fine, so then I found the hack and how to do that, but it will only drop 10 megahertz, which is fine, because realistically, that's all where you're supposed to be hanging out, you know, between 440 and 450 for what I do. So I was kind of proud of myself. I was able to get that all hooked up and working and everything else like that. Now I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
So I assume that brick you got's a high split. That's probably why. What is it, a four? What is a 450, a 512 or something. I don't even know where the high split is on those, but it's a high split.
Yeah. But all the documents that, you know, related to making commercial radios, ham radios, says it does 10 megahertz down real easy. And if it doesn't, it will tell you, I don't like it, because it doesn't, you know more about these radios than I do. But I had my hotspot like 438, 439, somewhere like that, and it just came back and said failed. So basically what they said on all the writings is what it does. They can't lock on perfectly. It doesn't lock on at all. So, and yeah, it was a high split. You're right, 450 to 520, but you know, it would make somebody really, really nice, super powerful, super clean GMRS radio. So maybe I'll off that at, you know, some ham show or something of that nature. So, but it's more for me at the puzzles. But I got them all working, so I had to figure these things out. And they're rock solid. Well, you know that. I don't have to tell you anything about it. I mean, you drop one of these on your toe, you're going to have to go see the doctor.
So you want me to really blow your mind?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me you got about 50 of them you threw away.
No. The scuttlebutt is, if somebody managed to take two of the trunk units, one VHF, one UHF, and there's some sort of a, in Motorola world, there's what's called the SP, the special purpose. Not really regular issue stuff, but somebody, there was an SPY cable where they were able to take one control head and have a VHF and a UHF trunk unit. In effect, they had a dual band radio. I was on the trail of it for a little while, and I kind of lost interest and dropped it. But how would that be for cool, eh?
Oh, yeah, that'd be really cool. Like I said, well, you know how these things sound. There's nothing that sounds. You are just like, and I'm pure RF right here, and they are just over the top clear, but I did see that, and I think that would be really cool. Then you could just hike both of the units in the trunk, you know, duplex it out if you only want one antenna. Duplexer is, what, $50 for a good one? And then have one small control head in your car, or you can even, you know, if you can get your hands on one of those handheld jobbies like you have on your in your car, that would be like the ultimate setup, and it would be all incognito.
Yeah, I've got a UHF one. I don't have a VHF one, and it's a handheld control head. You know, so I had that one. The handheld control head was just came out from underneath the seat, and you know, it was pretty stealthy. And that's all I ran for the longest time. But if I wanted to have VHF in there, I'd have to even get another handheld control head, and they're ghastly expensive and hard to come by. If I wanted to go with a more conventional control head, I got that. You know, so I don't know. You know, that's the issue. If I wanted to have both bands, then if you really wanted to be crazy, you get the 902 one too. Just kidding.
You know, you talk about that, and I think you and I talked about it at lunch sometime, that there's more 900 stuff in the state than I thought. And if you did a search on it, especially when you get to the west side of the state, you know, and there's some over here. There's even, like, in Wayne County, there's a couple, three of them, too. Well, we know where there's one in Macomb, but there's a couple in Wayne County, so there's actually more of that than you think. But I did experiment with that, and it has to be a W radio.
let me get off this unit and go over to RF. It's just putzing with the Cisco here on the system. I was playing around a little bit with the aliasing. I saw you were on it a little earlier. It looks like everybody's coming up with the same format. Name in city is something I did. Then John, 88OD, he took the entire database from them and converted it over to call name city, either one. But I don't know if I need to put the entire database in there. There's a couple thousand entries, but it makes this one file kind of unruly. And I don't think we're going to have a lot of people connecting up here from Europe. The oddball one that may show up, we can look up, I guess. All right, anyhow, let me get off this thing, set it, get it, because it's blocking my entire desk here. Get on the microphone on the RF side. W8FUB back.
Picture card. I had a queen that thing. I called my office, a.k.a. Big Ben, up a little, and AKPB.
Good evening. 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 55 degrees.